Nolte, Another Year of Anemic Grammy Ratings. By John Nolte on February 6, 2024. The 66th Annual Grammy Awards drew only 16.9 million viewers across CBS, Paramount Plus and other digital platforms, according to early data from Nielsen, reports the far-left Deadline. While this is a 34% improvement from 2023, until the arrogant, smug, preachy woke Gestapo era began in 2017 with the election of President Donald Trump, the Grammy Awards averaged around 25 million viewers for nearly a decade without breaking a sweat. Of course, back in the glorious 80s, when we were buried in superstars and awesomely awesome music, closer to 30 million would tune in. Much like the CBS-hosted Golden Globes, reports Deadline, this is a positive sign for award shows, which largely have struggled to bounce back to pre-pandemic numbers. Overall, music's biggest night has seen a nice boost over the past several years after bringing in just 8.93 million viewers 2 years ago and had failed to grow meaningfully year over year from 2021 to 2022. The 2021 show marked the Grammys' least watched iteration ever. Though to be fair, it was one of the first in-person live TV events during the pandemic and was a scaled-down affair with no audience. And it wasn't the only awards show to see its audience take a nosedive during that time. The pandemic, wink wink. It's no secret as to why the Grammys earned 26 million viewers in 2017 and then collapsed to fewer than 10 million in 2021 and 2022. Just like the rest of the entertainment world, what used to be a unifying few hours of the year's best music turned into hate fest against half the country. Trump's election exposed all the intolerance, fascism, entitlement, and snobbery in the entertainment world. America didn't like what it saw and found better things to do. The same is true for the Emmys, Oscars, Golden Globes. Hollywood hates normal people, and in a world filled with other entertainment options, we enjoy those other entertainment options. It's not necessarily a bad thing that our culture has become atomized. Before the mass media that began with radio, an atomized culture defined human existence. No central controlling authority told us how to speak or what to wear, watch, read, or listen to. You would think people would prefer that, the space and time to come up with their own ideas about things. But there's just something about running in packs that appeal to human nature. So mass media had its way with us for the better part of a century. Hopefully, that's all coming to an end. Sure, we're all plugged into the mainframe of the internet. But within that mainframe, more and more of us are doing our own things, which is a long way from the world I grew up in. The one where the world was hooked into only a handful of news and entertainment sources. This wasn't a bad thing back then. The product coming out of Hollywood was still normal, as opposed to what it is today, perverted, hateful, divisive, and smug. Another great thing about the internet is that we do not have to suffer through the full Grammy show or any of these awful award shows to see something almost extinct in popular culture today, a moment of unifying grace. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Nothing about this novel is predictable or formulaic. Nolte is such a gifted writer and can turn a phrase. The characterizations were so well done that each was a polished little vignette. The characters become deeply imprinted in your mind and compel you to keep reading. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.